This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how your good works are accruing with God as I am traveling and on the road today. So Webster defines the word accrue as something that accumulates over time. As we wrap up our series about Joseph, his life is a perfect example of how our good works are always accruing or accumulating with God. So even though Joseph ended up in some pretty dark and unjust places, his good works never stopped accruing with God. One example of this was when Joseph interpreted the cupbearer's dream. In turn, the cupbearer was supposed to help Joseph get out of prison, but he soon forgot all about Joseph. It wasn't until 2 years later when the cupbearer remembered Joseph and referred him to the king. During this 2-year period, there was no sign of Joseph being released from prison. It is this period of inactivity that we think our good works are not being accounted for. In the natural realm, it looks like just 2 more years in prison for Joseph. But in God's realm, Joseph's good works were steadily accruing, even when it seemed like nothing was happening. So here's the key. When the day comes for your good works to be reconciled against God's ledger, his blessings will far exceed your expectations. Joseph was just asking to be released from prison. God's plan was not only to have him released, but to make him governor, to reunite him with his family, to give him a loving wife and children. So let us be inspired today by these words. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Luke 6:38. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that your good works are being accounted for.